Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, episode 74. Hello, my friends. On this and every episode of Sonatotum, we talk about making stuff, mostly writing, finding success as we each define it for ourselves, and staying healthy and sane in the process. Who, you might be thinking, am I to be pontificating on such things? Well, I have been an independent author, publisher, and creator in one form or another, in one medium or another, since the late 1980s. I published the first book in history to be released simultaneously in paperback, ebook formats, and a free podcast edition way back in the fall of 2005. In my day job, I'm a creative services provider working primarily with authors, helping them bring their works to fruition, to market, and to their reader community. I've been doing this for a while. I'm always looking at things, or trying to look at things, from the perspective of an experienced beginner, because it's always changing. There's always new things to try. There's always old things to give up. That can sometimes be a little difficult. But I'm here for it, and I'm here for you. I like to start every episode by talking about what I've done in my creative life since the last episode. By the way, it's March 6th, 2023, and we are recording today from the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media in Southern California. Well, what's been going on? I had another cold, or maybe the same cold, come back, never completely annihilated from my system. I know to do this, but it takes me 4 or 5 or 6 times over the years to really have it knocked into my head. I finally called a doctor and got myself some antibiotics to take care of whatever secondary infection was rocking around in my system. Those antibiotics, I finished those yesterday. Feeling definitely on the mend, just sort of clearing the last of the crap out of my system. So, you know, knock wood, things can get back to normal pretty soon. Because of that, I didn't really leave the house all that much since last Wednesday. And that typically means that I didn't really get any writing done. I seem to need to leave the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media in order to get that interruption-free, focused environment to really dig in. So yeah, I didn't do that. This week, I definitely will be getting back on the horse yet again. But it just, you know, it feels good to think, at least, that I've really taken care of this cold once and for all. Just because I didn't do any writing per se doesn't mean I wasn't working on creative things. Most importantly, probably most specifically, I guess I could say, you know, for one of my clients, I handle podcast production and distribution and pretty much all aspects of their podcast, except for the actual recording, which, because it's their podcast, it's their voice, right? But in the process of that, for a while now, we have uploaded a version of the podcast to YouTube, even though it's an audio podcast. We just put a mostly still image up there and do the audio. And I noticed that YouTube is beginning to experiment with some kind of podcasting platform. Now, you could always cross-post your podcast to YouTube, but they specifically, and I don't know if this is available to everyone who has a YouTube account, but it was available to my client and it was available to me. But basically, they're asking you, hey, set up a podcasting section on your channel and add whatever videos you want to that very specific, specialized playlist. Yeah, I did that with all of my clients. And then this weekend, I set about adapting this very podcast for cross-posting to YouTube for that same sort of special podcasting playlist that they've introduced. So I did that. And sort of as a trial run, I put last week's episode, episode 73, up there. And that was the interview, by the way. If you haven't heard it yet, the interview with P.A. Cornell an award-winning short fiction author. So, you know, please do check that out. If you haven't already heard that, Sonatotum with Matthew Wayne Selznick, number 73, which of course you can find anywhere you get your podcasts. But also, if you are more prone to use the YouTube, even for your podcast listening, you can find that there. You can find my YouTube channel over there at youtube.com/@MatthewWayneSelznick. That's the at symbol Matthew Wayne Selznick. Or just search Matthew Wayne Selznick and go to the channel there. And the podcasting feature is coming soon to YouTube. If you don't already see it on your YouTube account, you will soon. So I got that first, that episode 73, last week's episode with P.A. Cornell. I got that up there on YouTube. And that, of course, involved doing a bunch of related stuff, kind of cleaning up my YouTube channel. Because let's be honest, I've had it for, a decade plus, probably closer to 15 years. And I've got about 80, 90 videos up there, some public, some not. And I've tried various things over the years with YouTube, but it's really been just a placeholder, a place to put my stuff when it comes to videos. And I'm not saying I'm going to be like suddenly become a YouTuber, but I am going to be uploading every episode of Sonatotum, at least this current version of Sonatotum, which, you know, has been around since 2017, 2018, something like that. Anyway, I'm going to be uploading all of those episodes, which is going to involve, of course, actually creating the videos for each one, because they were not, this show is not video first, as you know. But long story short, if you would prefer to get Sonatotum by subscribing to my YouTube channel, you can do that starting now. Again, it's youtube.com/@MatthewWayneSelznick. Or if you're in YouTube, just search at Matthew Wayne Selznick and my channel will come up. That's the big thing that I did for myself creatively this week. I mean, apart from all of the sort of sundry stuff that is involved week to week to week, email and social media and all that stuff. So every episode that isn't an interview episode, I rotate the topic back and forth, forth and back between the three tentpole subjects of the show. That's making stuff, mostly writing, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. This week, the focus is on finding success. And that usually means kind of on the marketing side of stuff and tools and resources and things and the strategies and tactics, and especially oftentimes the philosophies behind finding success, bringing our works to a broader community of readers, to a broader audience, if you must. Let's talk about that. The fact that I'm getting back into the YouTube platform a little bit, and a comment that came to me sort of secondhand a few days ago, has me thinking about platforms, about places we go to try to find people to bring to our work, right? The comment that I heard was, why is Matt always like on all these old platforms? Why you got to try this new thing? Everybody's over here at this other thing. And because this was secondhand, I don't know what old platforms are being referred to or what the new platform is being referred to, but it kind of made me laugh. You know, it might have raised my hackles a tiny bit, but it mostly made me laugh because, one, the person saying this is a younger millennial, and they kind of missed the point. And I'm going to talk about that point to you, because you might be thinking that you have to be on social media. So as an author, especially if you're relatively new to publishing, to self-publishing, to this whole thing, you may be concerned with where you should be in terms of online, so that you can reach the people who are most likely to dig your stuff, right? You want to make things for people who like the kinds of things you make, but it's so important and so difficult sometimes to know where those people are and to connect with them. So you might think, I better have a Facebook page. I better have an Instagram account. I better be on Twitter and YouTube and Twitch and TikTok and Mastodon. And well, here's the thing. It's not so much about mastering whatever the hot new platform is. You know, a lot of people, a lot of authors swear by TikTok. Just like, you know, about a year ago, they swore by Instagram. You can try to be on those platforms, whichever one you think is the hot new thing, whichever one the other authors in your circles are saying, oh, I just had this amazing success with, well, these days it's TikTok. But if you're not into it, if you're not committed to really being there, remember, social media is social. These are community platforms. These aren't marketing platforms. These are community platforms. And in being part of that community, you might achieve some success in marketing to some of the people who you interact with. But if you approach each one of these platforms simply as a place to market to others, you know, I submit that's going to come across. You got to do what feels good to you. You got to be where you're going to feel comfortable being. You know, I have a relatively new client who is a literary author. Now, literary fiction, if you're published by a small press, if you're self-published, or even if you're, you know, if you've got one of the big four behind you, literary fiction is a hard sell, especially small press, which is how they're being released. And so she was wondering, how am I going to get people to actually know about this book? And she doesn't want to do Facebook. She doesn't want to do social media. She doesn't want to have to be on social media. And as her coach, as her consultant, I'm not going to recommend that she do that. And I'm not recommending that to you. If you're not comfortable being on a particular platform, if you don't like it in the first place, if you never use it, don't force yourself to be there, okay? At best, it's going to come across as either insincere or inauthentic, or it's going to be tainted by your lack of desire to be there. And that's at best. At worst, you're just not going to do it. You're going to say, all right, I'll have a Facebook page, a TikTok channel, a Twitch channel. I'll do a YouTube video every few days. But after a while, because you're not into it, you're going to stop. And what's worse than showing up insincere is showing up, raising expectations, and then disappointing people by not meeting those expectations. This is one of the reasons that I've really tried my best, and I think I've got an unbroken record so far, of doing an episode of Sonatotum every week. I think we have an unbroken streak since June of last year. Because people come to expect you on these platforms. And when you don't show up, or when you show up so intermittently that your profile or your wall or your feed or whatever the term is on that particular channel looks like a ghost town, well, that sends a signal that you're insincere, that you're not committed, and that flows over to the actual art that you create. People are going to think, well, they don't seem really into what they're actually doing, so they probably aren't really into what they're actually making. So why should I care? Right? So don't worry about being on the platform du jour to promote your work as a creator. If you're going to do it at all in terms of having a social media presence, do it on the places where you're already comfortable and excited and committed to be. Now, related to that is this idea of you got to be on the hot new thing. Well, the real sort of the place where the Venn diagrams overlap, the happy medium, is to be where your potential readers are, which is also the place that you like to be. So if you are a romance or a fantasy author and there's a huge active community of fantasy and romance readers on TikTok, and you like making little videos under 10 minutes long, maybe lip syncing to songs or movie clips or doing little dances, then be on TikTok. Take advantage of that. It is a big, big market. It's a great place for certain niches to interact. Do that. But if the idea of being on TikTok and committing to making a ton of content on camera with your face and your voice every few days, if the idea of that just makes you sick to your stomach or sounds like the worst possible torment, or if you just know that you're not going to do it, then don't be there. Don't do it. If your book's subject matter happens to match up with vibrant and active communities on Reddit, for example, then by all means, if you enjoy engaging in that sort of threaded conversations, then yeah, hang out in the proper subreddits on Reddit. I've got a nonfiction client who started out kind of trying to be part of various communities and groups on Facebook and then discovered Reddit, and they and their book and their cachet among aficionados of their book's subject matter has gone up and up and up, and it's kept their book in the top 5 of their category on Amazon for like a year almost. They enjoy being on Reddit. The Redditors there know, love, and respect them. It's perfect. That's where you want to be. Find where your people are, and by your people, I mean your potential reader community. Find where they are on social media. Maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's a Twitch channel, maybe it's TikTok, maybe it's Facebook, various Facebook groups and whatnot. But find where they are. And of those places where they are, where they're thriving, where they're active and engaged, pick the ones that you also enjoy being on. And build your reader community. Reach out to people there. Now, when I say reach out and build your community and things like that, I am not saying show up in these places with, as I like to joke, with the business card in your hand as you reach out to shake a hand. Show up there as a member of those communities, as a participating, active, engaged, committed, I keep repeating these same words, there's a reason, member of that community. If you write historical romance books, you probably read historical romance books. Go where the historical romance readers are and hang out and talk about historical romance. But don't talk about your book. This is the thing that authors, especially beginning authors, tend to miss. You are not in social media to promote your book. You are not in social media to promote your book. You are on social media networks in the communities that are related to your book so that you might be a member of those communities, so that you might add value and build relationships and build friendships and become a known quantity. Perhaps, if it's appropriate, become an authority. The promotion of your book will happen organically. People will want to know more about you. They will follow your profile to your profile page, which of course will have a link to your website, right? You've got a website, right? A website and a social media presence are two of the three pillars, two of the three essential elements of your indie author marketing infrastructure. What's the third? Well, to really find out, here comes the plug. You should buy my brief ebook, Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure, which, as a gentle reminder, who am I kidding? As an obligatory reminder, you can name your price for when you go to mattselznick.com and check out the books there. All my ebooks, name your own price. As little as a dollar, as much as you can and you think they're worth. Anyway, people in your social media circles will naturally want to find out more about you. They will discover your website. They will see what you have to offer, what you're all about. Hopefully they get on your mailing list so you can communicate directly to them. They can become part of your reader community in addition to you becoming part of the same community that they're in, right? On social. But don't be on a social networking site. Don't be in a group or a forum or a channel just to promote your works. That's smarmy. It's gross. Always be providing value first. That's right. It's not always be closing. It's always be providing value. That's not a nice, neat acronym, but always be providing value. Social media is social. And if you're going to find success, and social media is part of that, it's part of your comfort zone. It's part of where you are comfortable and you can thrive. If it's going to be part of what you do to find success as you define it, as a creator, as an author, as a writer, you have to be genuine about it. You have to show up as a human. Don't show up on the places where you think you have to be. Don't show up at the social networks where everyone else is saying, oh, you have to be here. This is where it's all happening. Because I got news for you. What works for one author is not necessarily going to work for you. But what will work for you is being where you belong, being where you are comfortable, being where you thrive, being where you want to be when all of those things intersect with where your potential readers are. That's the sweet spot. That's how you should approach any social media strategy. Be a human. Be real. Hey, if you've enjoyed this or any other episode of Sonatotum, I've got three things that I would love for you to do for me to help show your support for the show. The first thing is, if you haven't already, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, please subscribe for free to Sonatotum. Just click that subscribe button for Sonatotum wherever it is that you might have heard this episode, wherever it is you get your podcasts. Next, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, I hope you'll take just a moment to rate and review Sonatotum. Tell the world why you enjoy the show and why other people should listen to it and subscribe for free. And finally, if you'd like to go the extra mile, you have the will and the means, I hope you'll consider becoming a patron of Sonatotum and my other creative endeavors. For just $5 a month, not only will you be a member of the Multiversalists community of writers and readers and creators, you will receive all kinds of special access, perks, and exclusive content, not least of which is the uncut, unproduced edition of every episode of Sonatotum. Just go to mattselznick.com/b-a-patron or visit patreon.com/mattselznick and pledge just $5 a month to support the show through your patronage. That's it. If you can do one or two or all three of those things, you'll be really helping the show and helping me reach more people with the Sonatotum mission of making stuff, finding success, and staying healthy and sane in the process. Thanks. Hey, everybody. As you just heard, there is a lovely member community supporting this show and supporting my creative works as a whole, and also together building, as I mentioned, as I always say, right? It's the one of the bywords of the show, building a community of writers and readers. And you just heard how you can become part of that community, the Multiversalists, for just $5 a month. I would like to thank my existing small but mighty group of member patrons, Chuck Anderson, Amy Bowen, J.C. Hutchins, and Ted Leonhardt. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. And I encourage you to join those folks. My friends, $5 a month gets you the uncut, unedited edition of this podcast and a whole lot more, including everything that I create that's released digitally and sneak peeks into my works in progress as I'm creating those very things. So thank you to Chuck Anderson, Amy Bowen, J.C. Hutchins, Ted Leonhardt. Consider coming along for the ride with those folks and being a member patron. Oh, I should mention that if you're listening to this before March 12th, we're right in the middle of Read an Ebook Week on Smashwords. Smashwords is an ebook marketplace with thousands and thousands and thousands of authors there, many that you won't find anywhere else. And right now, they're having, as I said, this Read an Ebook Week promotion where anything that was normally 99 cents is free and everything else is anywhere from 25 to 75% off. You can find my ebooks there, of course, but honestly, when you can pay what you want, when you can name your own price over there at mattselznick.com/books, there might not be any reason to go to Smashwords for my stuff. However, I do encourage you to head over to Smashwords before March 12th, anytime between now and March 11th, 2023, and browse around and see if there's anything that might strike your fancy for Read an Ebook Week. Lots of stuff on sale. Just go to selznick.me/MWS-SW. selznick.me/MWS-SW. And that'll take you right to my page on Smashwords, but you can go ahead and browse around from there and knock yourself out. Maybe you find something cool. All right. Hey, what do you think about what I've said about how to approach all the different potential social media, social networking platforms that you can, that you should, that you might, that other people say you should be on? I would love your feedback, as always. You can leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, episode 74 of Sonatotum. Just go to mattselznick.com, click on the podcast link, and you'll find episode 74 right there. Just scroll down to the bottom and leave a comment. You can also just email me at matt@mattselznick.com and write up your thoughts there. I will reply to every email that I get, matt@mattselznick.com. If you would rather leave a little voice message, you could record one on your phone and email that to me at matt@mattselznick.com. I will play the voice message in a future episode of Sonatotum and reply to you there. And we'll have a little time-shifted conversation in that way. And, right, starting with last episode, episode 73, and including this episode and every episode going forward and gradually every episode going back to episode 1, you can find Sonatotum at YouTube, youtube.com/@MatthewWayneSelznick. You can subscribe there at YouTube, of course. And, of course, you can subscribe anywhere you get your audio podcasts. But yeah, I hope that you do consider providing some feedback in the form of comments, either on my site, mattselznick.com, or on YouTube, or by just emailing me at matt@mattselznick.com. Social networks, be where you want to be, not where they say you should be. And always remember that social media is a tool for bringing people into your reader community. But even though it's a tool, it's part of your indie author marketing infrastructure, you must be authentic and human and genuine when you show up there. And you gotta provide value, just like any good member of any community would do. Oh, before I leave you, I should mention that the next episode of Sonatotum is an interview show. And I will be speaking with the author Joyce Reynolds Ward. So hang around for that. Make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to Sonatotum. And right, next week, my name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.